This article appeared in the winter 2008 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. From the editor, Covering the Knoxville Shooting, by Christopher L. Walton. The last issue of this magazine was on its way to press when word reached us of the horrific, deadly shootings during a Sunday morning service at the Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church in Knoxville on July 27th. We inserted a brief bulletin in that issue's UU News section, but full print coverage of the story would have to wait 3 months until we put this quarterly issue together. That coverage begins on page 38. Except that we didn't wait 3 months. We didn't have to. Our website, the weekly magazine, uuworld.org, Liberal Religion and Life, began covering the story immediately, publishing 8 news stories and 2 personal responses to the attack by the end of August. Our news coverage, reported by senior editor Jane Greer and contributing editor Donald E. Skinner, described the response of the people of Knoxville, who rallied around the grieving UUs and shared the stories of how the 2 UU congregations there were making their way toward recovery. At uuworld.org, you can read an interview with John Bostet, one of the men who tackled the shooter. You can read shooting victim Joe Barnhart's moving tribute to his friend Linda Krager, who died. One of the personal responses we published, Love Can't Fix Everything, by the Reverend Meg Barnhouse, a regular uuworld.org columnist, described Barnhouse's personal acquaintance with the shooter, Jim David Atkinson, reflected on the variety of motives people were attributing to the shooter, and offered a thoughtful, heartbroken response. Click Current Issue at uuworld.org, then scroll down to Online Extras to find her essay. We also tracked news coverage and opinion commentary about the attack on our news blog, Unitarian Universalists in the Media, and monitored other blogs' reactions at the Interdependent Web. As the chart on page 13 shows, 7 of the top 10 most read stories at uuworld.org this quarter were related to the Knoxville shootings. Subscribers to our weekly email newsletter receive direct links to all this coverage and more. There are times when a quarterly magazine simply cannot adequately cover a story. Thankfully, UU World isn't just a quarterly magazine. It's also the weekly magazine of Unitarian Universalist life. Visit us at www.uuworld.org. Among this issue's highlights, as Americans head to the polls this November, UU World looks back at Adlai Stevenson, the last Unitarian presidential nominee, page 64, and interviews Ted Sorensen, John F. Kennedy's Unitarian speechwriter, page 53. One feature introduces the idea of rankism as a tool to build a world that honors every person's dignity, page 33. Another looks at the ethical considerations in several Thanksgiving dinner options, page 30, and William F. Schultz explores the wisdom of simply holding on, page 26. No matter what this winter brings your way, it's good advice. Christopher L. Walton is the editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill.